Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We are going to have a guest, or hope to have a guest today. We have Murray Bass that's on hold here for us, and he's going to be with us here shortly. But I thought I would bring to you a couple of different things while we're waiting on Murray. I have a new study. I don't know that it's really new. It's just one that's been ignored. And this scientist has now written a book. Of course, you know, everybody's written a book, but it's called Dark Winter. And there's a friend of mine that he calls in every now and then, and we chat, and he was telling me, a long time ago, that this is, you know, our climate, our weather is a pattern. It's a pattern that comes around and repeats itself. Well, that kind of goes along with this, what this gentleman is saying. He's a climatologist. He says, a 30-year cold spell strikes the earth. Now, we know that last year we had more snow than normal. It was a little bit higher than usual in most areas. And right now, the U.S. is being hit with an unusually early cold spell. It's very cold out here in Missouri right now. But this is comes from Newsmax. It's written by Clayton B. Reed. He said, with nasty cold fronts thrusting an icy and early winter across the continental U.S., along with the last winter described by USA Today as one of the snowiest, coldest, most miserable on record, climatologist John L. Casey thinks the weather pattern is here to stay for decades to come. In fact, Casey, a former space shuttle engineer and NASA consultant, is out with the provocative book, Dark Winter, How the Sun is Causing a 30-Year Cold Spell. You know, it's not us. It's not those green gases. It's the sun, which warns that a critical shift in global climate is underway, and that Al Gore and other environmentalists have it completely wrong. Yeah, I thought that was a done deal. The Earth, he says, is cooling, and it's cooling fast. And unless the scientific community and political leaders act soon, cold, dark days are ahead. Well, I don't think they can stop the cold, dark days, but they can prepare for them, is what he's trying to say. Casey says the evidence is clear that the Earth is rapidly growing colder because of a diminished solar activity. He says trends indicate we could be headed for colder temperatures similar to those seen in the late 1700s and early 1800s, when the sun went into a solar minimum, a phenomenon that significantly reduced solar activity, including solar flares and sunspots. If he's right, that would be really bad news. Now, think back to your school days when we were taught that the sun was the one who predicted the weather. That's where the climate came from, the solar flares, whatever the sun is up to is what was causing our weather activity. So think about that. Even though we're being taught something else now, that mankind is controlling this climate change. He says here that Dark Winter is predicting a 30-year period of cold, and it's already begun. Frigid temperatures and food shortages and inevitability are inevitable will be the result. And it could lead to riots and chaos. He goes on and tells Newsmax, all you have to do is trust natural cycles and follow the facts. And that leads you to the inevitable conclusion that the sun controls the climate, and that a new cold era has begun. Casey is president of the Space and Science Research Corp in Orlando, Florida, the climate research firm. His new book debunks global warming. Over a decade, he says, for over a decade, he has reported that the planet's oceans have begun cooling. And since 2007, the atmospheric temperatures have been cooling as well. The data is pretty solid. If you look at the 100-year global temperature chart, you look at the steep drop-off we've had since 2007. It's the steepest drop in global temperatures in the last 100 years. So, how can the media and scientific elites make a case for global warming when it's actually cooling? Now remember, when I was in high school, telling my age here, they were predicting global cooling at that time. Casey suggests climate change theorists have simply wedded themselves to the wrong theory, namely that global temperatures respond to the level of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. They're giving the greenhouse gases the credit and blaming mankind for climate, rather than to understand that it is the sun controlling the climate. He goes on to say, now this is interesting. You remember we talked Friday about how bold Russia has been. And of course we know what they've been up to. So he suggested here, noted a Russian astrophysicist, and I cannot pronounce this name, it's H-A-B-I-B-U-L-L-O, has argued that a new mini ice age has already begun. And that's what Casey is saying as well. But he said he does agree with this man from Russia, this scientist, that the real driver of global climate is solar activity, namely sunspots. These correspond to shifts in global temperature with a greater than 90% accuracy. The environment left focuses instead on every rising greenhouse emissions, suggesting nature is just taking a bit of a breather before the upward march in temperatures resumes. There are two fundamental flaws, he says, in this theory. Number one, the greenhouse gas theory and the global climate models that they produced never permitted a pause. As long as CO2 levels were going up, the only thing that could happen was global temperatures could go up. And that has not happened. Number two, they keep telling us it has, but it has not. According to the statistics and the history, it has not happened. Number two, there could absolutely be no cooling, much less a pause, and yet we've been cooling for 11 years now. And we've been told the opposite, haven't we? The recent polar vortex that sent temperatures across the Midwest plunging to sub-zero records is not an aberration. If Dark Winter is right, this is his book, that means the nation is busily preparing for the wrong calamity. The wrong calamity. We're going into a break, and we do have Murray Bass waiting in the wings for us. I want to ask him a little bit about this global warming and global cooling. I wonder what's going on in Canada. Hang on there, Murray, and we will be back. Your calls will be welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative. Representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're going to be visiting now with Murray Bast. This is my fault. We had a little phone problem, and it was my fault. Murray, welcome to CSC Talk Radio this morning. How are you on this Monday?
Well, not too bad, Beth.
Well, that's good. Did you get to hear any of my report I was giving on the solar issue with, you know, it's not really you and me causing this climate change, it's the sun. Is that a brand new idea?
Not at all. Not at all. I'm dating myself along with you, because when we went to school, it was the same thing, and that we were told that the sun was controlling the weather. And what's interesting is, years back already, there was a fellow by the name of John Hamaker who wrote a book called The Coming Ice Age. And it was published by, I believe, Acres, and it laid out in fairly specific detail. I don't remember all the things that were in the book, but I do remember it was laid out in fairly specific detail about what was bound to happen.
Well, this guy says, and he's got a book, you know, everybody's written a book, but it's called Dark Winter, and I think it would be interesting, but he says we don't have 10 years. He says we've squandered during the President Obama's administration 8 years, and we didn't have 8 years to squander, because he's predicting that this is going to hit its worst in the 2020s and 2030s, and it's going to affect our crops, so therefore it's going to affect our food, and it's going to be astronomical, he's claiming. Now, whether that's going to happen or not, and you know, they Well, they came out, NASA came out with a report a few weeks back or a few months back. Time kind of rushes along. That tells my age, too, doesn't it? They couldn't understand why the oceans weren't cooling like they weren't heating up like they thought. You know, but this is kind of scary here in this article, Murray. And then we'll get on with bioag here. But he says, as air and ocean temperatures, the Earth's crust begins changing, leading to more volcanic activity and earthquakes. Casey notes that the worst earthquake to strike the continental U.S. in modern times was in 1812 at the New Madrid, Missouri area. And, of course, we know that's when the Mississippi went backwards. And it was astronomical in this land. And that's when they had the last, I guess, ice age, the cooling, and things were not good. So it's very interesting what he's got there. He's got statistics and history, and we ought to be listening to that instead of all this greenhouse stuff and thinking that mankind is causing the mess. But that's just Beth's opinion.
Well, I don't think it's just Beth's opinion. I do believe that if you look at the last few years, they were talking about how it was going to get warmer and how Western Canada was going to be able to produce more of the southern type crops, and in the last 2 years it's been the absolute reversal.
Well, it's cold here today, I know that, and I'm never ready for the cold no matter when it hits, because Beth's not a cold person, so I guess it's a good thing I'm not in Canada, isn't it?
You've
got a lot of cold up there.
It's been very cold up here. There was a storm that hit Alaska, and then the so-called polar vortex is what was pushing cold air down into Canada and the Midwest U.S.
Well, it's winter, and we know, I mean, it's really not according to the calendar, but according to the temperature outside, we had snow this weekend, and some of the other parts of the United States had snow earlier a week or so ago, but mid-Missouri got hit this weekend. We didn't have a tremendous amount of it, but more than we'd like at this time of the year, and it is what it is, so we just need to prepare for it, and that's all there is to it. So we need to be the good Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and be prepared, and that's what we try to do. But BioAg is doing the same thing on a different level. As you look at statistics and you study history and you study what's really going on with nature, and BioAg works with nature naturally. I love your slogan, working with nature naturally. And that's in respect with down on the farm with our livestock. But that also affects mankind as well in our food. And what's the newest since we talked to you last month? Is there anything going on that's brand new?
Well, it isn't. I wouldn't say it's brand new, but we are starting to see, for example, in the dairy industry, they are starting to worry now about the fact that farmers are turning over livestock far more quickly. In the last 5 years, they have had what they call semen sexing, where you pay some extra and you can get semen to inseminate your cows and heifers and get more or a higher percentage of heifer calves. And now they've come to a point where, with even doing that, we're still turning cattle over faster than what we can produce them, and like of the female species. So we know that there is a problem, and tying it into the weather thing, Beth, I really feel that we've got a real problem, because when we look at what we've done to the soil and how we've messed the soil up and its ability to produce high quality mineral induced production, we just don't have that anymore. And so when we feed that demineralized feed to our livestock, we're having a real problem sustaining the human population because we're not getting the mineralization to the people that we should be.
Well, and I was going through your website earlier this morning and looking at what your main focuses on nutrition are and the health with, for the healthy livestock. And, of course, that's what every farmer and rancher wants. They want a healthier livestock. And the soil plays a big part in that. And I know most of them realize that. I know most of us do. I don't know that most of us realize what damage has been done to our soil.
Well, I don't think most people do. It's very fascinating because people in the cities, for example, are so busy trying to eke out an existence, they have no idea what's happening to our food supply. They're more interested in what Madonna is doing or some of these other...
Or the Kardashians.
Yes.
I pay no attention to that, absolutely none.
But a lot of people do. And if they only realized what was happening to their food supply, they would stop paying attention to the nonsense.
Well, we have a growing number, at least in the U.S. here, and I would bet that you do too in Canada, with what we call preppers, where they're survivalists. They want to be able to be independent, you know, and so they're preparing for things coming up, not necessarily bad things. Well, things that are out of our control, such as bad weather, climates, any other kind of a catastrophe in a community. So you prepare. You stock up on food. You stock up on water. And even a lot of them are stocking up on seeds and those kind of things that, you know, if we would have something like this, Murray, and I know this is kind of going off our subject maybe a little bit, but if we know that something like this is coming, a mini ice age like this, we have the technology today to raise crops in the greenhouses, and we could do that, couldn't we?
Oh, absolutely, Beth, we could, but the problem becomes how many people are there that are doing that or able or capable or willing to do that. Most of us want to go down to the grocery store and pick stuff off the shelf, and what are we going to do when those shelves are suddenly empty or don't have enough material in it for the people that want the food? I mean, it's going to be a big problem, and I think the book that you were just quoting before I came on made a very valid point that people, when it gets time to eat and there's no food, they will do unbelievable things to each other.
We will see their true character arise, won't we?
We
will see rioting and chaos. We're going into a break. Hang on, Murray. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with Murray Bast of Bio-Ag. You can visit their website, bio-ag.com. That's bio-ag.com. Or you can talk to Murray right here, right now at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Murray and Beth Ann will be right back.
Brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House, only $16.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with our good friend Murray Bast of BioAg. You can visit their website by going to bio-ag.com and see what all they've got going there. You can give them a call. It is toll-free at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. Talk to him right here, right now at 877-895-5410. I've taken us down a road here, Murray, that I didn't necessarily intend to, but we've got a couple of callers that want to talk a little bit about what our previous discussion was. We have Warren from Missouri. Warren, how are you today?
Yeah, I got on a little bit late. I heard you were talking about greenhouses.
Well, I said something about greenhouses because I was talking about it's not global warming, it's global cooling, and it's not you and me, it's the sun doing it.
Yeah. But my question, if you want to talk about greenhouses, how do you keep them warm in the wintertime? Now, I know how.
Okay.
Well, you're talking about the economics and the money it's going to cost you to keep them warm and say it's 70 degrees. How are you going to do that? The only way I could do it is propane gas or get a wood-burning furnace and stay up all night.
Oh.
It's not practical.
No, well, we weren't
you
saying.
Or somebody that's got money.
Okay.
Well,
we were talking more on, I was referring to more on a larger scale. If we get into a mini ice age, how that's going to happen. We can't, we do have the technology, which they didn't have back in the 1700s and 1800s, of how to do that when we had that last mini ice age. So that's what I was referring to anyway.
My son has a greenhouse, but he lives in Southern California.
Okay.
He has his own business.
All right.
He's doing all right. But
okay.
If you bring that greenhouse here and set it out here where my house is, about 50 feet away, what are you going to heat it with?
Yeah, it probably won't work in Missouri. It probably won't work in Canada, will it, Murray?
No. I mean, at least you can spend $10,000, you know, keeping it at 70 degrees.
Okay, Warren, let Murray say something.
Yeah, here. I'm listening.
Well, I think when I visited China a few years ago, I saw some real ingenuity and creativity. They were putting greenhouses into hills, lining the backs of the greenhouses with stone, and having shades on. So in the daytime, the shades were up, were out of the road. The stones were heating up. And in the wintertime, all they needed to heat those greenhouses was a wood-burning stove with a circulating fan. And the stones gave off the heat that they had accumulated in the daytime. And they've actually done a couple of models in North America, and they would be very practical, and they would be a relatively low cost to run.
All right. Well, that sounds interesting, too. It's Warren, thank you for your call. I appreciate
it.
We have Roger from New Mexico. Quickly, Roger.
Oh, good to hear your voice. It's great to – you're a delight to listen to. I wanted to comment on the ice ages that have happened in the past. We're speaking English right now because there was a mini ice age in the 1500s that prevented the Spanish from coming into North America. They couldn't grow crops. For example, in early 1540s, a Spanish colony of 2,000 people tried to settle just north of Albuquerque. It lasted about two growing seasons and realized they can't grow enough food to feed themselves. They went back to Mexico. And there was no way anybody could live in this country except Eskimos from about 1500, when they discovered the New World, until about 1600. Starting in 1600, things started, like he says, the sun started warming things up again. But the sun was in a deep solar minimum in the 1600s. And that's why we speak English.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Thank you, Roger. I appreciate that history lesson. You know, Murray. Thanks, Roger. You know, Murray, the weather plays an awful big part in our lives. You know, it's not just a coincidence when people come together and they start talking about the weather, because it plays in every aspect of our lives, whether it's entertainment or whether it's our food. Obviously, our food's the most important. Our entertainment is exactly that. It's a luxury. It's entertainment. So, you know, I just thought that article was quite interesting, and it proved what you and I have been saying all along. You know, mankind isn't the one causing this, and circulation it's just things just happen. They circulate. I mean, the weather's got a pattern, and it's going to circulate ever so many years, and here we go. And I'm not real happy about being a part of this little mini ice age coming up. I guess I'd rather be here than not. So.
Right. Well, see, the other thing that is critical in this whole thing is our communications network. We have become so used to communicating with cell phones and Wi-Fi and all of those things. And, of course, if we get a lot of solar flares, it could totally, totally crash our communication systems. So that's another thing that would have tremendous long-range implications.
Well, if it was my understanding, and I need to go back and read that again. It was my understanding it was going to be the solar flares were going to be at a minimum, and so that's why it was going to be cooling down. And, you know, if the sun's cooling down, the rest of us are going to be cooling down a little bit, and that's just that's just science. That's just the way it is, and we do revolve around that sun, and it does control our lives. Now, speaking of electricity and that kind of thing, I was looking through your website, and I was reading a little bit real quickly, and I thought, well, we haven't talked about this. I was wondering about talking about the dirty electricity in our homes, and you have a little product here that you have on your website, and I was kind of interested in EMFs.
Well, yes. We have been able to show that what is happening is that there is once electricity has been used, it gets sent back to the substations to be re-energized. And what the power companies have done is they have gone to work and put ground wires in the ground to send a lot of this used electricity over the ground back to the substations to be re-energized. In the process, what happens is that their neutral or their ground wire is tremendously overloaded, and of course this winds up coming into our homes and creating a lot of problems for people from a health standpoint. And this is what a lot of farmers put up with when they talk about stray voltage or electromagnetic frequencies in their farm or barn operations. And of course, what we find is that we have a real long-term problem, because as we add more and more of this highly sophisticated equipment to our operations, we are producing more and more of this electromagnetic frequency problem, and of course it keeps accumulating and building up. And what we have today compared to what we had 20 years ago is a lot more problems, and it's continuing to get worse. And of course it also has a lot to do with people's moods, people's attitudes, because it affects the various parts of our whole endocrine system.
You know, and I've heard that before, but you said it a little bit easier for me to understand. But it's, you know, so much of this we just take for granted, and we just keep adding these things to our lives, you know, and I think your website says a microwave world, and we kind of are in that, and it's a, you know, our attitudes, too. We don't want to give up some of that stuff, but we need to understand what it truly is and what it's doing. We're going into another break. I'm visiting today with Murray Bast of BioAg. You can give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's BioAg, working with nature naturally to help you get all you can down on the farm, on your ranch and on your farm. That's BioAg. You can visit their website at bio-ag.com. That's bio-ag.com. Or you can visit with Murray right here, right now at 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cedarstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Murray Bast. He's our sponsor, the BioAg, working with nature naturally. You can visit their website by going to bio-ag.com. That's bio-ag.com. Or visit with him right here, right now at 877-895-5410. If you go to their website, they have all kinds of information there and all kinds of products that they and research that they share. And, you know, I think that's one thing that makes you a little bit different than the other groups that I'm aware of is that you make that research. You put it right out there so people can see what's going on.
We definitely try to do that, Beth. We find that, yes, we are not. Your point is well made. We don't conform to the conventional status quo. A good case in point is that the way we make, for example, our premixes, we put a lot of thought in a lot of trace minerals, things that with the way our soil is being handled, that we actually try to fill in some of the voids that farmers have created on their farm. Of course, what it does, it makes these minerals mixes more money, but in the end, you have healthier livestock, less vet bills, and a whole lot less turnover. So it means that in the bottom line, you will make more money, even though you pay a little more up front. It's sort of like the Fram oil filter commercial used to be, you can pay me now or you can pay me later.
Well, that's true. And we know that when we have healthier livestock and we have healthier plants feeding our livestock, when we do all that, we know that the product is not only going to be better. I mean, it's going to be better. The product itself is going to be better, but so is the production of it.
Indeed, indeed. And you know, even though it looks like it's costing more money up front, in the end, it isn't costing as much. And the fact of the matter is that you will have a much better lifestyle. You'll have less stress in your life worrying about which animal is going to be sick today or whether you can get the vet in time to try to save the animal. I mean, it's going to change your whole attitude about how you view life and the challenges that go with it.
Well, you know, last time we talked, we covered quite a few things, but we're just about out of time. I want to today, again, talk about how people here can become distributors for BioAg.
Certainly. We are always looking for people that have a level of understanding of agriculture, are concerned about what's happening to our environment and to our livestock and to us as people from a health standpoint. We ask people to either fax us information that they would have telling us what they do and what they would be interested in doing. They can fax us, they can email us, they can phone us, and anything that they would have that would tend to help us distribute products and go out and educate the public is something that we're always looking for, Beth.
May I give the fax number?
Certainly.
Okay, the fax number is 519-656-2534. That again is 519-756-2534. To call them, it is toll-free, 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. And once again, I encourage all of you to look up the website. It's bio-ag.com. It's just that simple, bio-ag.com. And you will find a world of information there. You've done a really great job with your website.
Well, thank you, Beth. We put a lot of work and effort into it, and we're probably going to be revising it again in the very near future.
Yeah, thank you.
All that information will be there.
It's kind of like everything. It all needs facelift every now and then, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, or just put in new information as you get it. You know, it's just the way it is all the time. Things are always changing in that microwave world that we're in.
It seems like it. People always, we want to try and simplify it, that it's easier for people to navigate. That's the big thing.
Oh, and it is. I think you've done a real good job with that. It's really easy to navigate. And that's something I actually pay attention to. Maybe that's a telltale sign of my age, too. If it takes me too much work to get through a website, I just go out of it. I don't even try to mess with it. And yours is not like that at all. You just on the little tabs, and you go exactly where you're going.
Yes.
Very
yes.
Clear. Very easy. Very simple. Well, I appreciate you being with us again today. We had kind of a rough start, but I think we covered quite a bit. I didn't intend to necessarily go on the weather, but you know that has a lot to do with what you're doing every day.
Well, it certainly does, and it was a good segue to lead into our program, because I feel very strongly that we have to have a different mindset, and as this gentleman had pointed out, that we need to know how to deal with what's coming, and we have to be prepared. And if we have inferior quality food and not enough of it, we're going to have a real problem.
Well, you know, too, just exactly what you said, be prepared. And education is the key to that. You know, if we just sit here and believe all these things and don't educate ourselves and look at other things, think outside the box, so to speak, this man is going on historical data. And he's actually giving what actually has taken place, where these others, they keep telling us this, and nothing ever happens to what they say. I mean, they're telling us, well, now we don't know why. We can't figure out why the ocean's not warmer, but we know we've got hot water. We know we've got global warming, regardless of don't pay any attention to the facts. So,
well, indeed. And the thing that's interesting, when you talk about the oceans, the Great Lakes, between Canada and the U.S., like Lake Superior, Lake Huron, Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, and Lake Michigan, are all running colder the last 2 years. So it definitely has a bearing.
It definitely is. And we are out of time. And you know, Murray, when you're on, I have to say, not just bring America home, but bring Canada home. One of your listeners up there, he said that, and he just loves that. He said, we're dealing with the same things you are down there. He says, we need to bring Canada home as well. Thank you, Murray, for being our guest today. Folks, keep listening as we work together to bring America home and our sister Canada. And we will see you tomorrow.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
BioEgg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice and conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.